5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Tom's 2 Cents Podcast. This is episode 3. I'm joined by Michael Feldman. Michael.
How's it going, guys?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And thanks for coming. So, for episode 3, my first two episodes were more sports related. They're AFC and NFC predictions. And my predictions are, to varying degrees. Yeah. So, for this episode, we will look at who's going to be the next James Bond.
There's been a lot of rumors with Daniel Craig. Well, not so much Daniel Craig anymore.
Ever since Spectre came out, and Spectre was doing, or Daniel Craig was doing all the Spectre promo work.
Yeah.
He said that, I don't know, he was kind of a stickler about the whole process of James Bond. And they said, are you going to return for another Bond film? And he literally said, I would rather slip my wrists than do another James Bond movie.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So, and he blatantly said, if I were to do another James Bond movie, it would only be for the money.
Wow. Jeez.
So, Daniel Craig has been confirmed as of today's filming, 9/28/2018, September 28th, that he is our next Bond for Bond 25. It'll be the 25th film in the franchise, dating all the way back to 1962. So they must have paid him a lot of money.
Yeah,
I don't know how much they paid him, but it was enough for him, and we're getting him.
Yeah,
so,
wow. I'm actually a little curious about that to see how that's going to turn out, if he has any heart left in him for the movie.
I mean, we'll see. And there's been a lot of director rumors.
Yeah.
The director's name escapes me right now, but he was he left the project due to creative differences. Bond 25, which, by the way, I'm seeing Bond 25 just because there is no official title for this yet.
Yeah.
It had a scheduled release date of November 2019. However, due to the change in directors, it will now be... The scheduled date on IMDb, Internet Movie Database, currently has it as... the release date as February 14th, 2020.
Okay.
So...
I guess the filming, they were going to start shooting this year. However, with all these changes in directors, the director took his script with him.
Huh.
Hold on just a minute. I'm looking up the director right now. Because I'm talking way too much about him. Okay, so the new director right now is Cary Fukunaga. However, okay, the director's name is Danny Boyle. If that name sounds familiar to you at all. Danny Boyle was supposed to have... he was supposed to be the director of Bond 25. However, due to creative differences, reportedly... a lot of this is going to be rumors, but reportedly it's due to how they wanted to handle the villain in Bond 25.
Oh, okay.
That's all that was really disclosed.
But yeah. Danny Boyle left the project. They're on to Cary Fukunaga right now. I hope I'm saying that name right. And this dude.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And I'm getting off track here, but I'll put people's... since this is a very character-heavy podcast or episode,
yeah,
I'm going to edit all the people's
pictures into the side, that like
preferably in tuxes or suits,
yeah,
so that Cary, I'll have him posted right now,
yeah,
and in the video. So with that said, Bond 25 is not... Daniel Craig is about the only confirmed character right now that's going to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the same characters are going to return, or projected to return for the next one, like M. like Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah.
And the person who played Q and the person who played Penny.
But yeah, Ralph Fiennes as M is supposed to return, but so far they only on IMDb
they only have Daniel Craig.
So, with that said,
we're going to talk about After Bond 25 that is reported to come out at 2020. The dates could shift between now and then. After Bond 25, who's going to be the next James Bond? Because this really seems like this will be the last film that that Daniel Craig is going to play Bond in.
So, just to give a quick rundown of past Bonds,
I think I based my criteria
of or names that I'm going to throw out solely based on
what they've chosen in the past, MGM, and yeah, people who have had distribution rights, Ion.
So, quick before you start that, funny story is actually my top five are actually all right within the criteria of all of these guys, and
well, that's perfect.
Didn't even mean to.
We got some good content here.
Clearly,
tune in,
everyone. Tune in. Okay, this is good stuff here.
Yeah.
So,
Tom's 2 cents podcast, guys.
Yeah, part of the 2 cents network.
Yeah.
No, that's not real.
Yet.
Yeah. So, the very first one, a lot of people might think Sean Connery. However, there's this American, there was an American to play James Bond by the name of Barry Nelson in the 1954 adaptation of Casino Royale. He was 37 at the time,
and it's just a big old black and white hour-long TV special, which they consider a movie for whatever reason. So it's a nice short movie, I guess.
Yeah.
It's not a TV show, so it's tough to describe. So after Barry Nelson's role, Sean Connery played him in 6 different films.
It's actually 7.
However, the film Never Say Never Again is not an official film, so to speak.
So if you might count 6, you might count 7, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah.
I know MGM counts
Never Say Never Again as a non-official Bond film. So he played from 1962 to 67. George Lazenby was second in 1969. He was only in one film. He's an Australian. Well, I'll get on their nationalities later.
Yeah.
He only did it for one film, and then Sean Connery came back in 1971 to film Diamonds Are Forever. After 1971, Roger Moore took the reins of James Bond for 7 films, which
He might be in the he's definitely in the most official, or he's in the number of films. How do I want to say this?
Probably like
he's in more official Bond films than any other Bond.
Yeah.
So he was there until 1985. Then he was getting real old, but
he's turning into a geezer real quick.
Yeah,
his last film he was 58 years old. So he was a fossil. Timothy Dalton played James Bond for 2 films up until from 87 to 89. Pierce Brosnan took the reins from 95 to 2002. He was in 4 films. And then Daniel Craig, the current James Bond, has been at it since 2006 and currently has 4 films under his belt.
And he supposedly has Bond 25 on the way.
So,
after, like I said before, after Bond 25, who would we want as the next James Bond?
Yeah.
And I'll start off with what I think would be the most obvious guy. And it's Henry Cavill. Cavill.
Okay.
I don't know if you have him at all.
I also do, yeah.
Yeah?
I have him, yeah.
Well, I think he is perfect for the next James Bond.
He's like, if I had to pick a James Bond out of anyone in the world, it'd be Henry Cavill, but I'm not part of the decision process there.
Yeah, so Henry Cavill, he's 35 now, an English actor from St. Helier, Jersey.
Yeah, that's in the United Kingdom. It's just off the coast of France, actually.
Yeah.
So I did some research today and I found out that that's like the closest little part of England to France.
Yeah, and he's definitely probably most known for his role in the DC movies as Superman, which
not really his fault for the bad acting, I would say. I'd say that was the writing was probably pretty terrible for most of those.
Well, whatever the case was, he is now not Superman anymore.
Nope,
he stepped down from the role.
Yep.
So that's why the gates have opened for him.
Yeah, and I know he is cast for the new Netflix series that they're basing off of The Witcher.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did. Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
He already showed a lot of James Bond traits. Have you ever seen The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
I have not, actually, but...
I saw that at the drive-in a few years, like, back when it came out.
Okay.
And I didn't think the film was very good. I thought it was kind of forgettable. However, he did play a good, suave
man. I think he himself is a very good actor. I think he's been poorly kind of portrayed because of the bad writing of DC. And I think that's why a lot of people try to give him shit. But I personally think that he's a good actor.
Yeah, I think he did a pretty good Superman.
Yeah, for what he was given, I agree 100%.
Well, he might be the best. In my opinion, he might be the best character in the DCEU.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
So,
I don't know. When I was researching this, I don't know if you knew or not, but after Pierce Brosnan left the role, they're trying to find a new James Bond, and he was in the running. And he was actually, like, one of the runners-up for the next James Bond. But Daniel Craig got it.
Yeah.
The main reason, reportedly, is because he was too young. MGM likes to hire, the next James Bond that is a little bit, I guess, older.
Yeah.
However, not, like, stupid old.
Yeah.
But, not, like, late 40s or anything.
Yeah.
Which I'll get to later, because I really do want to talk about another guy who's in his late 40s. And But, yeah, it's just...
He was the runner-up for the James Bond, or for the Daniel Craig James Bond, and he didn't get it because he was too young. Now he's 35 years old. He's the perfect age.
Yeah.
He's English. He literally looks like James Bond.
Yeah, dude is as clean cut as you can come, pretty much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Superman.
Yeah, I know. Do you have any other thoughts on him, or do you want to move on to another?
Yeah, I think that's it for good old Henry there.
Well, I hope he's the next James Bond. He seems like he'd be very good, and now that he has left the role of Superman, this frees up his schedule. I think he can handle another franchise. I don't know. He's used to the franchises.
Yeah,
especially now. So, and he's been. There was this one talk show in England. It wasn't like a Kimmel. It was similar to a Kimmel or Fallon or anyone.
Yeah.
But this guy was sitting there at his desk, and he's like, "Hey, do you mind if we like promote you to be the next James Bond?" And he's like sitting there right in the couch, and he's like, "Yeah, sure, go for it." So like, I think he's pretty on board. I think he's interested in it. It's not like he's not interested at all.
Yeah,
but.
Actually, if you don't mind, that would actually roll me into a guy who was very popular, like based on like people's polls and all that stuff, and who a lot of people wanted to be James Bond, but he actually came out and avidly stated that he kind of has had enough and wants to move on, and that is Tom Hardy, actually.
Wait, what?
Yeah, yeah.
He wants to move on from what?
So there is a. Like an interview with him about, because there was a ton of hype around him being James Bond, and there was an interview, and I just read it, and his, I believe it was, he said that he had enough, and he wants to move on with his life with that. He said at this age, something about like, what keeps you into the craft, and he said, and at this age, I don't know, and I've had enough, and I want to move on. But, and I mean, as you can see, I don't really know how Venom is going to do, but I know he's starring in that upcoming October 5th, I believe that comes out. So I don't know. I always have liked Tom Hardy a lot. He was in Bronson, Mad Max, Batman, obviously, is Bane. Yep. I've always thought that he's been a really
Warrior.
Good, yeah. I always thought that he's been a really good actor.
Yeah.
So I thought that that would be pretty cool to have somebody like Tom Hardy as a James Bond.
Yeah.
But... It doesn't seem like he's interested in it.
Wow. Now, just for everyone listening,
We have, we both compiled a list of five people. We don't know who each other's five is.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy is one of my five as well.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't know that he was just not interested, but he's at a pretty good age right now. MGM, there's this report out there somewhere that MGM would typically like to keep their bonds for about 3 to 4 films.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think any Bond besides Brosnan and now Craig has really been a Bond for 3 to 4 films.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
yeah, because that's Tom Hardy's, he's what, 41?
He's 41 years old. He is English, which, like, they do try to.
Yeah, he's from London, I believe.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a positive, but if
he doesn't want to be Bond, then he doesn't want to be Bond.
Yeah, I was actually super surprised when I read that. And, yeah, he really just said, like, I've had enough and, like, I'm not really interested.
Wow. Well, okay.
At least what I gathered.
Yeah, well, I didn't have too high up on my list anyway, so. do you have anyone else? Because there's one guy that he has not been around the rumor mill at all, at least from what I've heard, but I think he'd be perfect, and it's Kit Harington.
He's one of my honorable mentions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to blow your mind, but I guess I can't. Yeah. I think he would be a perfect James Bond.
I think he would be dope. I don't know if you could get him to cut his hair.
Well, yeah, I mean, it might be the first long-haired James Bond, but I think... now,
if everything goes according to plan with Daniel Craig, because you got to space these out and be a little bit realistic about this, if Daniel Craig doesn't start filming Bond 25 until early 2019, and the film doesn't come out until, let's just give it the date what it is right now, February 14th, 2020, these films aren't exactly right on top of each other. No, so they're going to be, it might be until 2022, 2023, where we get the actual next James Bond. Mm-hmm. Who knows what Kit Harington will do then?
Yeah,
but
because Game of Thrones is over now.
I mean, so. Yeah, I was gonna say once Game of Thrones is over, then I think he's like taking part in some sort of TV show.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure.
But
yeah, I mean,
you just got to give him a shave. Hopefully, they throw him enough money that he can cut his hair. if that's really what's stopping him,
but he is from London, England.
Yeah,
he's perfect. He's a badass.
Yeah,
as Jon Snow.
Yeah.
So and maybe he's suave. I don't know. I haven't really. James Bond is a very suave man.
Yeah.
But nothing's really given me any kind of. That's the one negative. I haven't really seen him in a tux in Game of Thrones yet. So I don't think I ever will. He's just been in wildling armor and or not armor clothing and like. King clothing and Winterfell clothing. So,
but he's got some game at least due to smashes.
he's definitely got the game.
And another thing, I should probably say, a lot of my picks
are very popular people within the movie industry.
All of mine are except for one.
Yeah, and
one who's not as popular. He still is popular, but more TV wise than movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a lot of these, well, MGM and then Ion Productions, they don't really like, at least historically, they haven't really hired people that are already big stars to begin with.
Yeah.
So that might play a factor. Who knows? We could just be talking on this podcast. And just none of our guys are going to be it. It's going to be some no-name guy, and he's going to be, like, the biggest badass, and he'll be the best Bond yet. And then, like, well, yeah, this episode's just going to go right in the dumpster.
But I just want to say that. It would be nice to have Cavill and Kit Harington and Tom Hardy.
But, like, they typically haven't. Daniel Craig was, like, he's been in films and everything like that. But he's never been as big as he was once he got his Bond films.
Yeah. Now I have one for you that I don't think he's been around the rumor mill at all. I have no idea honestly what he's really even doing right now.
Well, but, give it a shot.
But I think he would be very. He's a very sleek guy. I have Christian Bale.
Oh, I've heard him here and there.
Yeah?
Have you? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's not on my list at all. But is he English?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was born in Wales.
Wales. Yeah. He's That's like there. A suburb of London.
Yeah, he's over
I'm
there.
I'm just kidding. That's very ignorant.
he's over there somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's definitely best known for American Psycho, The Machinist, Dark Knight Trilogy. So, I mean...
It's got it all. American Hustle.
Yeah. I mean, you see him as...
American Psycho.
Walking around as Bruce Wayne. The dude just looks good in a suit. So
yeah, it's like, he did play a good Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Maybe not the best Batman, but a good Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, agreed. I've heard him, but it's like it's all speculation.
Yeah,
maybe people are just saying, "Hey, he would look great as Bond."
Yeah, I think he's a pretty good age too. He's 44, so I mean, maybe a little towards the older side once Daniel Craig is done.
Yeah,
but if it wasn't Daniel Craig, I could see like somebody in that age range.
Yeah, true. Okay, I got another one. Yeah, three of my five were already discussed.
I'll do another Game of Thrones-er, and I'll say Richard Madden.
Okay.
I think he's 32 years old right now.
I like that.
By the way, Kit Harington was 31, just for the record. At the time of this recording, he's 31 years old. That's a good age. I might think that. MGM might not. But I think it's a good age. Richard Madden is another one, and he's been around the rumor mill a little bit. But I think he might even be, he might even look the part more so than Kit Harington.
Yeah, he's a very clean-cut guy.
Yeah, and there's a lot of pictures on Google and Bing and everyone, or everything, in tuxes.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
So he does kind of have the whole suaveness to him. He was a badass in Game of Thrones as well. That's tough for anyone to... not be a badass in that show.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was a badass nonetheless. And I couldn't find any huge like prior commitments or obligations that he's a part in right now. Yeah. I don't think he's a part of any franchise that I know of.
Yeah.
But that's who I have. Okay. Did you have him?
I didn't, no.
Oh, he seems like he'd be a good fit.
But, I agree. I like that one a lot, actually.
Yeah.
I have one for before I get to my my one who's been all about like the TV shows, all that stuff. Nothing too huge. He's American. I don't want to get to him yet. I want to save him for last.
Okay.
But so this guy that I have next is probably one of the biggest in the rumor mill. I believe he's confirmed that it's not going to happen, but it'd be Idris Elba.
Oh yeah, yep. He's English too.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and I was gonna touch up on him. Yeah. Well, why don't you go ahead?
I mean, it's not really too much that I have on him. It was just I saw him kind of in the rumor mill like a lot. I always thought that he was kind of a badass and as Heimdall and Thor.
Yeah.
No, I never really watched too much of Luther.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
I guess that got really good ratings and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that, but from what I read, I guess that he did pretty well in that, and I think he's a good actor. So
yeah, he's been hyped up like crazy recently.
Yeah,
absolutely crazy, especially on Twitter, and he's even like teased it in the past. But he's the whole reason why I wanted to make this video in the first place, because I'm not trying to sound too aggressive here. But, like, I'm trying to shut some of these people up because it's so unrealistic that he'd be the next James Bond. It's not because he's black. Yeah. I will say that. That has nothing to do with it. He's currently 47 years old.
Yeah, he's old.
It's not even on my sheet of paper.
Yeah.
I just had to look it up. He's 47. By the time they're done
filming James Bond,
he's going to be 49 years old. They're not going to start a three, like I said before. MGM wants three to four movies out of the guy.
It's over, so.
Yeah, he's going to be older than Roger Moore was, and he's just it's an age factor. If anything, like forget the skin tone, forget his ability to act. Forget like he's a good actor.
Yeah,
and he's awesome, and he's a badass too, and he's very suave, and he's got so many things going for him. He's a very good actor. I loved him in Thor. I loved him in... I'm not a Luther guy at all, yeah, but he's been in a whole lot more than just that. Those, I loved him in The Office.
Yeah. He was. I know he was in that new movie, like The Dark Tower. I don't think it did very well.
No, it did not do very well. No, yeah.
I didn't even see it.
Yeah, it may have bombed. Yeah. But,
But so... Yeah, I didn't know about the Daniel Craig thing. So I had no idea that he was already confirmed, so that's why I have him on there. Just because I would have thought that he would be getting too old, but now he's definitely too old.
Yeah, he'll definitely be in his 50s. By the way, Daniel Craig is 50 right now.
Yeah.
So he, like, Idris Elba is only 3 years younger than him, and Bond already wants to call it quits, and he's 50.
Yeah.
So by the time they even start filming this movie... If they have Idris Elba as the guy, he's going to already be 50, and it's his first movie. It's not like it's his fifth.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's Daniel Craig's fifth.
I know that Idris Elba has already kind of come out and said, like,
don't believe the hype.
I'm just memeing. It's not happening. Like,
yeah. He did tweet out, don't believe the hype, like, verbatim. Like, the day, there was, like, one crazy day in, like, late August where everyone was, like, the rumor mill was just turning, and it was all Idris Elba. And like okay, is there anything like confirmed on this yet? Because like as far as I know, Daniel Craig hasn't even said he's leaving the role yet. Like we just assume when he says I'm only doing the next one for the money, we're all assuming that Bond 25 will be his last. Who knows? Bond 26, if they pay him enough and he feels like doing it, he might do that one too. Who knows?
Yeah.
We're all just speculating here, but you know, there's rumors on Twitter are, there's too many of them.
Yeah,
and there's nothing to back it up. And he even tweets out when the guy specifically tweets out the same day all these rumors are,
don't believe the hype. Then
all these rumors are
shut down right there,
are percolating, and they say don't believe the hype. You shut that shit down. You know, or at least, you know, calm yourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
So annoying.
All right, do you have one more then?
He's a German.
Okay.
Michael Fassbender.
Okay.
He's been very heavily rumored to be the next James Bond. Obviously, nothing's confirmed. They're not talking to another James Bond, as far as I know.
But Michael Fassbender... he's 41 years old right now, so the same age as Tom Hardy. If they do want to do the 3-4 year movie deal with him, then he might be a little bit older at the tail end, but at least he'll have a few movies under his belt. I don't know.
With the whole acquisition of 21st Century Fox and all their properties, namely X-Men, they might shut that whole X-Men thing down. And it's rumored that... This is all rumors here. We're all just talking rumors. But it's all going to be shut down, and they're just going to reboot X-Men and Fantastic Four with their own characters. And all of a sudden, Michael Fassbender is out a franchise.
Yeah.
So that might happen in the next year or two.
Yeah,
right. The same amount of time. I don't know when this acquisition is supposed to go down officially, but I think it's in the next year or two.
Yeah.
So that'll leave him without a franchise. I don't think he has another one. I can't think
off the top of my head, so I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think he's in any TV shows or anything. So
I think he'd be pretty good.
I'd like him. The only thing is he's German, so I don't know. Every other James Bond has come from the UK. George Lazenby was an Australian.
Yeah, besides that very first one, who was an American.
And Pierce Brosnan was Irish. But other than that, everyone was English except for Barry Nelson, who was American. And that was like, I don't even think that was...
500 years ago.
Yeah, that was 1954. So
yeah,
it was a different time. But yeah, I have Michael Fassbender. I think it makes sense given... like the free time he might have. I don't know if he'll commit himself to another franchise or anything in the meantime, because these Bond films are what do you call them, like they're slow to really get off the ground, or they take time to make or whatever. But Michael Fassbender.
Alright, was that your last one though?
Yeah, that was
mine. Alright, on to my last one. It is The American. I have him, Matt Bomer. Do you know who that is?
Matt Bomer?
Yeah.
No.
He's 40 years old. He's from Webster Groves, Missouri. He's in American Horror Story a lot, The Last Tycoon, and he was in White Collar, that show. I think it ended in 2014. But he played a very good role at Neil Caffrey was his character. He was a white collar criminal who got he got arrested and then kind of becomes like a useful asset to like the FBI in like the show.
He looks familiar. I'm looking up right now.
I always thought that he was always wearing suits, all that stuff, and white collar, and I was just like, wow, this guy is like, he's suave, like he's got like the hair, body type, like looks, everything. I was like, this
dude, he's got it.
Yeah, I was like, this dude could be a decent James Bond.
Yeah, he looks like a bit of a pretty boy.
Yeah.
Which maybe Bond people are. Who knows? Now, I'll just circle through some other people that have been
really heavily rumored, or at least one person. It's Tom Hiddleston.
He's one of my honorable
mentions. I think he's wanted to do it. And now, give me a second here. Well, I don't know who hasn't seen Avengers Infinity War yet, but I'll give a few seconds in case I'm spoiling anything. It might be too obvious right now, but 1, 2, 3, I'm going to spoil it. Okay, Tom Hiddleston's character Loki dies in Avengers Infinity War. Who knows what's going to happen in the next Avengers movie, but as of right now, he's dead. Yeah. I don't know if he'll stay dead or if they'll resurrect him or anything, but that's a good deal. He isn't doing anything else. He's just not, to me, he's baby-faced.
Yeah, I agree.
And two, he's real skinny. I know people can kind of bulk up, but I don't know. I'm not a big Tom Hiddleston fan, for at least for this role. He just seems a little, like, too charming.
I think, most part, with him is, if you've ever watched really any interviews with him, he's real kind of laid back and almost silent. Like,
oh, yeah.
So that's why I put him in as, like, an honorable mention, just because it's, like, those are, like, easy traits to pick up if you're, like, yeah, you've got to be, like, charming, suave, all that stuff for Bond. But, like, at the same time, you kind of almost have to be, like, willing to put yourself out there, but I don't know if he has that.
Yeah, so. Who knows? I've only really seen him as Loki. I don't think he's really done much else.
I
don't really know his filmography or anything like that, but that's all I've really known him for, and I don't think he's really like led a movie or anything. No, but
I don't think so.
Okay, that's. So just to recap, I guess, I would love Henry Cavill. I think he's the best fit.
I agree.
I wouldn't mind any of the other two Game of Thronesers.
Yeah.
Richard Madden and Kit Harington. That'd be a total out of left field move for them, I feel. Really, but it does make sense if you think about it. But I'd be ecstatic if any of those three were it. Tom Hardy would be a badass, but it doesn't really seem like, at least right now, it doesn't seem like he really wants to do it.
Yeah.
And Michael Fassbender just seems like, at least just to round out my five, Michael Fassbender, he's nice, but like I'd rather have Cavill or the Game of Thrones actors any day of the week.
Yeah, that's so. I also had Cavill and Tom Hardy, which I think out of all of mine, I'd probably like to see Henry Cavill the most.
Yeah, me too.
Just because he's still young. So like by the time that it comes around, he'll be literally the perfect age. He'll be like 39.
Yeah, and yeah, he'll be in his late 30s for sure.
So that's like a still a young Bond, but then he's young enough to carry that for a while.
Yeah, so, I agree.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then Idris Elba I had on here, we squashed that. He'll be too old. I had Christian Bale, very good Bruce Wayne. I thought that he would be just cool to kind of be a James Bond.
Yeah, could be cool.
And then I had the Matt Bomer, the American, but that's a long shot in the first place because he's American. And then never really, I mean, he starred in TV shows and stuff like that, but not really I don't really think he's ever led a huge movie or anything.
Matt Bomer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, I know he's been in movies. He was in that one movie, that In Time, that was like Justin Timberlake.
Oh, but, he was in that one.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Yeah, that movie was pretty trash. But and that's coming from a Justin Timberlake fan. But
yeah, maybe more music than acting.
Yeah. So I think he would be a long shot. I think his looks are good for it. And I think he's played like good detective-y, spy-ish like roles, but at the same time, being American, I just don't really think it would work out for him.
His role is jeopardized.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if that's all we got, if that's all you got, that's all I got.
Yeah. I don't think I've got much more.
Okay, we kept it pretty. This has been the shortest one yet, so it hasn't exactly been the 10-20 minutes that I'm always looking for. But it's just, I think this is pretty reasonable. Maybe people will listen all the way in. I guess we'll find out.
Good.
I want to thank you for coming on, Mike.
Thank you for having me.
Now you're a YouTuber as well.
A bit.
You do mostly. Well, tell everyone what you do.
I do a lot of gameplay videos, so basically just record a game, talk over it, pretty much it.
Okay, big video game channel.
Yeah.
So, and what's it called?
It's Michael Leo.
Leo. So everyone follow Michael Leo. I will pin his channel, or I'll link to his channel in the description. I'm still trying to figure out this whole YouTube thing, so hopefully I can get it right by when this video pops up. If not, then, just sound it out. So
I'll leave a comment if it doesn't work.
Yeah, if I'm just totally incompetent. But follow Michael Ilio, right?
Good enough.
Okay, on YouTube, as always, thank you for tuning in, everyone. The first two episodes have been fantastic. I'm really taking this in a different direction with the movies. This is what I wanted to do. Talk movies, talk sports, talk about really anything. So thank you, anyone, for tuning in. And you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter. It's at Tom's Two Cents Podcast. Tom's Two Cents. Tom's Two Cents Pod. All that stuff is going to be in the description as well.
I hear he's got a rocking Tinder profile, if I can say so myself.
Yeah, hasn't been used in years.
Yeah.
But big Christian Mingle guy, though.
Yeah, farmersonly.com.
I'm a Grindr guy myself.
Oh, you're a Grindr.
We got ourselves a Grindr over here.
Oi.
Okay.
Oi. Oi. Rough.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. And, have a good one. Stay safe.